This is Morningside News. I'm Jennifer Knoll. Hurricane Sandy has given the East Coast quite a shock. Fierce floods and 80-mile-per-hour winds hit the East Coast on Monday. Even though it was weekend, Hurricane Sandy still gave New Jersey a punch. By Tuesday, the rainfall was slowing, and the storm has now been considered a post-tropical cyclone. As a result from the storm, at least 16 people across the East Coast are dead. Atlantic City and Lower Manhattan are just a few places the storm has caused damage. The streets were flooded into rivers 13 feet deep. Much of Manhattan's skyline power faded. At the end of Tuesday, still most places were unsafe to travel, and interstates were reduced to 45 miles per hour. Recently, Siouxlanders came together for the annual event Pink in the Rink. Sioux City's Pink in the Rink was a big success for breast cancer awareness. On Saturday, the Sioux City Musketeers wore pink for the fifth year in a row. This event rose up to $47,000 for St. Luke's Imaging and Breast Screening Center. Over 3,800 people showed up at the Tyson Event Center for the event. Each ticket generated $3 towards the cause. To keep the support going, t-shirts and pink ducks were sold at the game as well. This year's election has brought up strong feelings for student voters. Sioux City's students had a chance to vote early, and many for the first time. Early voting came even quicker for college students in Sioux City. Students came from every secondary school to cast their vote. Emily, a student from Morningside who voted, thought there was a lot of pressure this campaign to be a part of the election. Emily goes on to say,
"There's a lot of pressure to vote, especially since I was working for the campaign. Also, I was really passionate about the issues, and I felt like I had to get everyone to vote."
Many students were voting for the first time. Most felt like it is an important event that students and young adults need to participate in. Jameson, a first-time voter from Morningside, says,
"It's very important because we're the new generation, and the issues will affect us when we get out of college, and we need to voice what we believe."